following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua love pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
Crack open a case of Peak Motor Oil and you know exactly what's going into your car. 65 years of experience in hot and cold protection and a history of American-made quality to keep your engine running right for the long haul. Peak is an independent, family-owned business, nothing like big oil. And what gets our motor going is giving you what's right for your engine and your wallet. Find us on the shelf or visit peakauto.com. Peak. Run true.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hope you enjoyed some of our British Open coverage this morning from ESPN Radio. We'll do it again tomorrow morning from 9 until 11, and then more complete coverage all day Saturday during the round and Sunday as well for the championship. So hope you're enjoying that, and we will be diving into our 12 teams in 12 days, double dipping the next couple of days to bring you every team in the conference, because next week at this time we'll be signing on again from Chicago and the Hilton for day two. And this is something of Big Ten Media Days. This is something else that we kind of mentioned when we're in Chicago, and by then it's too late, and it may be too late now, but one of the things we've noticed out there the last couple of years going to Big Ten Media Day, it's vastly different from a fan perspective than the Big 12 Media Days were, which was spread out over 3 days, and you did four teams a day, and it was pretty long days each and every day, and you got to talk to a lot of people. That was great for the media. There was more radio and more media covering the Big 12 than there is the Big 10, especially from a radio standpoint, although that's growing every day, and it seems that there's more Nebraska stations than anybody else. Well, there are more Nebraska stations than any other school that is there in Chicago. But the point being, this Big 10 luncheon that they have, if you ever wanted access to the coaches and the players, this is as good a deal as you could have. You pay for this luncheon, and for an hour beforehand, you get to mill around and go pick up your schedule cards or maybe a placard or some pictures of the players out of there. You can get your autographs, and then there's about a two-hour luncheon where all you hear a little bit from all the coaches. You have one of the student-athletes, and I don't think we've seen yet who the student athlete is going to be this year to give the speech. Kirk Cousins got so much praise a couple of years ago for the speech that he had, and I believe it was Denard Robinson from Michigan last year. But one player will give a speech, and then the Big Ten Network is there. They have it in a grand ballroom, and it's just regular Joes like all of us that can go to this. Now, yes, in Chicago, there will be some corporate that sends some folks there, but there's room for everybody for the kickoff luncheon, and it's at 11:30 at the Hilton Chicago next Thursday. If there is, by some fluke, a reason that you're going to be in Chicago on business, or if you got kids, or if you're just a big football fan, I recommend going to this. You probably would only go to it once, but it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So if you get a chance, or if you just, let's face it, you can go to wherever, jump on a quick flight, bop into Chicago, maybe make it a couple of days, catch a baseball game, go to the luncheon, come back, extended weekend, whatever you want to do, since it's on a Thursday. Just a thought there. If you're looking for something quick, maybe something, one more thing to do before school gets started or the summer ends, which is hard to believe. There's still a lot of summer left, but if you're in the education business or you got kids, there's not a lot of summer left. So just something to throw out there. We will be there next Wednesday and Thursday in Chicago, Mike, Will, and I, and we will be there. And again, we want to thank our many sponsors that allow us to go there, including Gary Michaels Clothiers, the official clothier of the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. And don't forget, folks, that right now at Gary Michaels, you can beat the summer heat during their summer sale through the end of July. Get 25% off all summer sports wear for guys and gals, including Tommy Bahama, Forsyth, Cutter, and Buck. For the career guys, 25% off all summer suits and sports coats. Got a good story for that as well. The sale ends July 31st, so head over to Gary Michaels Clothiers today, and don't forget, they're open late on Thursday night, and this is what? Oh, that's right. What's today, Jeff? Is this Thursday? I think it is. Producer Jeff is looking at the calendar, and he says, yes, he is confirming that today is Thursday, and they're open Saturdays till 4. We were over there getting fitted earlier this week, and they were helping out a gentleman getting ready for his grandson's wedding and in and got the suit all ready to go, measured up. He's going to look good, I'm telling you that. So whatever the occasion may be, only the best at Gary Michaels Clothiers. Coming up, we will talk Iowa football and Ohio State football. Yes, probably on two different ends of the spectrum here, but we will be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show today by Pat Hardy of the Iowa City Press Citizen to see what the Hawkeyes will do. Will they get back to where they want to be? It's been a while for the Hawks. And then we'll talk to the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Has anybody picked against these guys? Not just in the Big Ten, but in the nation. I'm trying to find somebody that doesn't have Alabama and Ohio State in the national championship game. And with Ohio State's schedule, this is about as smooth as it could possibly be. As always, there's going to be, in hindsight, a game or two where you go, huh. And there was a couple of games last year. They struggled against Purdue and Indiana after they walloped Nebraska in that second half. They struggled the next 2 weeks, but they ran the table. They're off probation. They can compete for the Big Ten championship. They can compete for a national championship. They can go to the Rose Bowl, or they can go to the BCS national championship game. So we'll talk with Paul Keels about that coming up. What's going on at the British Open? What's going on with Rory McIlroy? Everybody makes fun of Nick Faldo a little bit, and then Nick Faldo may be right, although he shot the same score as Rory McIlroy today. Both shot 7 over 79s, I do believe, or 8 over 79s for McIlroy. He just in trouble. He putted one off the green into a bunker. He had to putt it. I watched him do that live this morning. McIlroy's on the front of the green. It's probably a 40-foot putt, but there's 20 feet behind it, and I know it's falling away. I get that. But he looked like any other hacker out there, like we did this morning on a couple of those shots. And I chuckle because what Greenberg said, he shot 77 yep. Last month when he was over there and played the course, now from different tees. But he's going to be jumping up and down about that the rest of his life. I did better than Rory McIlroy. Yeah, well, not really. But Phil Mickelson today, 2-under. Tiger Woods, 1-over as he gets ready to make the turn. He missed a kick in on 8, one of the hardest holes on the course for birdie. But right now, Zach Johnson, he was 5-under through 10 holes today, and he finished 5-under in his round, had a birdie and a bogey on the back. 4-under right now from a guy you've never heard of, Shiv Kapoor. Shiv. Now, if old Shiv sticks around for a while, that could be kind of funny. But Shiv Kapoor, and as they show Mickelson putting here, he had a birdie opportunity that just slipped out on 18, and then he had it roll by and missed the comebacker. So he was an inch away from 4-under, one shot off the lead. Instead, he 3-putts, and he's at 2-under. Mark O'Meara is the old man that's at the top of that leaderboard. 4-under par 67. He was 5-under on the front, then had 3 bogeys on the back and nailed an eagle putt. So there you go. How about about that? How about that? So always somebody seems to be there, and it's Mark O'Meara at 4-under with Rafael Cabrera Bello, who you won't know or hear of on Saturday, the guy that gets off to a good start. But then there's Miguel Angel Jimenez. Oh, who would love to see him in that final group on Sunday? Dustin Johnson, Brant Snedeker, they're all at 3-under. Angel Cabrera also bogeyed coming in. Phil Mickelson, Tom Lehman, all at 2-under. The cool thing is you got a couple of guys, more than a couple, that were in Omaha playing 1 week ago today, and they're on the first couple pages of the leaderboard going on at the British Open. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday is, which golfer has the best chance to win their first major this weekend at the British Open? 33% of you chose Brant Snedeker, and he is off to the best start of this group. Steve Stricker and Luke Donald, 27%. Donald struggling a little bit, and Matt Kuchar only 13%. And as Jeff points out, there were no write-in votes for Shiv Kapoor, who is 4-under through five holes today. How about our biggest storyline for the Major League Baseball season thus far? That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question as we get ready to start the second half of Major League Baseball tomorrow. They're taking that extra day off. Usually they got back into action today, but everybody starts on the same page tomorrow. What was the biggest storyline from the first half of the Major League Baseball season? You can vote on ESPNSuperstation.com for our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Your choices: Yasiel Puig's hot start for the Dodgers, Chris Davis chasing the home run record, Miguel Cabrera going for back-to-back triple crowns, or Biogenesis and the PEDs. And if there's another one that you can come up with, email that to us as well here on the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You know what? I'm going to vote for Miguel Cabrera because, as they showed, you kind of knew it, but as they showed during the All-Star game, he is farther ahead. He is way ahead of last year's pace. Way ahead of last year's pace of winning the Triple Crown. Way more home runs, more RBIs. His batting average is like 40 points higher than it was at the All-Star break last year. Absolutely amazing. So I'm going to vote for Miguel Cabrera. And Yasiel Puig has got the most pub, I think. But I'm going to vote for Miguel Cabrera. And seriously, this Biogenesis and PED crap, I'm just tired of it. I don't want to listen to it. I don't care. If somebody's getting suspended, they're getting suspended. Fine. I don't care how they found out about it. I don't care what's going on about it. If they're guilty, they're guilty at this point. If they're not guilty, they're not guilty. 2-3 years ago, we went through this on the show numerous times. Clean the slate, and if you screw up after they clean the slate, then they should pound you. And that's exactly what's going to happen here in the very near future for Major League Baseball. So there you go. You know what? I'll throw in a couple others that aren't on here, and you can always pick that team that you don't. How about the play of the Pittsburgh Pirates? I didn't think they were going to quit introducing them in the pregame ceremonies. Joe Buck had to be going, is this a typo? How many Pittsburgh Pirates am I introducing in an All-Star game? But the Pittsburgh Pirates, great story there. And for anybody that's hung on to be a fan of the Pirates since the 79 World Series, then congratulations to you. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to be talking at the bottom of the hour with Pat Hardy from the Iowa City Press Citizen about Iowa Hawkeye football. Then we're going to catch up with Paul Keels of Ohio State to talk about the Buckeyes and any reason that they should not be the favorite going into the Big Ten conference season. SEC Media Day is going on today. They released their preseason poll, and no surprise that Alabama is the number one pick in their division, the Western Division, followed by Texas A&M, LSU, Ole Miss, Auburn, Mississippi State, and good luck, Brent Bielema. You've been picked at Arkansas to finish dead-ass last in the Western Division. Georgia is the pick in the East Division, and they were followed by South Carolina, Florida, Vanderbilt, Tennessee, Missouri, and then Kentucky, with all those great recruits coming in and the new coaching staff there with Stoops and the old Husker grad assistant Morrow. The leading vote getter on the All-SEC preseason team, linebacker C.J. Mosley of Alabama. South Carolina defenseman lineman Jadavian Clowney. There you go. So That's the media that covers the SEC, and that's what we've got there. No surprises there. IBAC Amir Abdullah is a candidate for the Doak Walker Award, annually presented to the nation's top running back, named for the three-time All-American at SMU. He is the Huskers' top returning rusher, earned second-team All-Big Ten honors, despite splitting time with Rex Burkhead last year. So there you go. He totaled six 100-yard games. Amir Abdullah is up for the Doak Walker Award. Semifinalists will be announced on November the 14th. And the Big Ten is trying to finish up all of their bowl situation, where each team can go. And the TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl announced today that an agreement has been reached with the Music City Bowl to share selections for one of its participating teams with the Big Ten, ACC, Notre Dame. And that's for a term of 6 years following the 2014 college football season. So a chance to head to Jacksonville, or a chance maybe to head to Nashville to play in a bowl game, the Gator Bowl, where the Huskers have recently been. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but don't forget, on a day like this, or an evening like this, or a weekend that's coming up, it's always a great time to enjoy the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, out back in the courtyard. They've got a, if you've never been there, it's you wouldn't even believe that you're in Kearney, Nebraska. It's got that big city feel with some great music and a variety, a diversity. They diversify their music out there. One night, it might be a local act just playing some covers. One night, I mean, Red, One, and Blue started, not started, but I mean, plays at Cunningham still, but they've played out back in the courtyard. You've got some great acts that are just traveling through that make that one night stop out in the courtyard, maybe on a Wednesday or a Thursday night. Always great music out there. Enjoy your favorite beverages. You can eat out there as well from their great menu, which is available all day long. Check it out for lunch, whether you want a pizza, whether you want a burger, some brisket. They've got great barbecue. Maybe you just want some Husker ribs or an appetizer of the Journal Bites. They can take care of you. And if it's a little warm for your liking, they've got some great salads. And, of course, the skewers, shrimp, steak, chicken, whatever it is you want. The Chicken Coop, Cunningham's is there for you in downtown Kearney. We can't wait to get our Husker lunches going there again right around the corner. And a reminder that our Husker Roundtable is coming up on Tuesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But Cunningham's, whether it's today, whether it's tonight, whether it's this weekend, live entertainment, great food, and it's all there for you with the coldest beer in town. At Cunningham's. We'll be right back after this.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local Walmart.
If you like to ride, you'll love shopping at Performance Bicycle. With over 10,000 items, a lifetime guarantee, and a low price promise, PerformanceBike.com is the first choice for millions of cyclists across America. Plus, don't miss the huge savings during the big summer sale event going on now at PerformanceBike.com. Hundreds of items on sale, up to 50% off. Save on bikes and all the gear for road, mountain, neighborhood, and city riding. Go to PerformanceBike.com now and save.
I'm done with you. Let's get somebody who asks a question that's worth answering.
We're sending the Doug and Daddy Show east to Chicago, July 24th and 25th for Big Ten Media Days. How will Bo Pelini and his crew size up their third year in the Big Ten?
Trust me when I tell you, the Big Ten's a physical conference, but it's not like we've never played physical football before.
We'll have exclusive interviews with the Big Ten head coaches and the conference's best athletes. Keep it tuned to ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550 AM.
As sunny skies continue across the area through the day today, we'll head up to 96 as winds out of the southwest a gust in around 12 to 25. Tonight, there's a spotty chance for a storm developing late with a low near 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 82.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Randy Houser at the Adams County Fair Fest tonight. Hope you can all go out and enjoy that. Stop by and try and win the new truck with our counterparts over at KHAS and ESPN 1550. They're man in the booth out there at the Adams County Fair Fest, having a good time last night. Sounds like it was a good time for the Oak Ridge boys. Tonight, Randy Hauser. Tomorrow, Jared Neiman will all be on hand. So check that out at the Adams County Fair Fest. This email comes in from John. He says, Doug, I hate to give you props, but dang, I would much rather listen to you than some guy talk golf in a low voice so he might not disturb the golfers. Should I even take that as a compliment? I don't know. But thanks, John, for taking the time. John Urschel of Penn State will be the player rep. That could be interesting. Solid player, John Urschel of Penn State, is going to be the player representative to give the players address, players talk at Big Ten Media Days and their kickoff luncheon. John Urschel of Penn State is going to step up and do that. He could have some interesting things to say. I mean, wow. Right guard, senior right guard for Penn State. Man. Man, oh man. Phil Steele has him second team all conference. That could be an interesting talk. He could hit a variety of subjects. He could talk about what it's been like. He could talk about, take shots at the NCAA. He could get up on a podium and take a stand on what has happened there. It could be very, very interesting, or he could just talk about a totally different subject, football, and what's going on with him. Let's hit a couple of other sports stories here before we jump into our 12 teams in 12 days as we talk with Iowa and we talk with Ohio State. But a couple of other sports stories. Colorado hired a new athletic director. Rick George was there from 87 to 91 as the football operations assistant AD. He has been with the Texas Rangers for the past number of years. Also, John Beilein, signs a three-year contract extension to remain the men's basketball coach at Michigan. That takes him through the end of the 2019 season. Getting to some other golf notes, Riley Reinertsen is playing his third round this morning at the beautiful Torrey Pines out in San Diego at the Callaway Junior World Golf Championships. And starting the day, tied for fifth. Folks, again, I'm just looking at the leaderboard. Costa Rica, Rancho Cucamonga, California, Australia, Western Springs, Illinois, South Africa, Taiwan, China, Australia, Mexico, Bradenton, Florida, Woodland Hills, California, Oak Hill, Virginia, Dove Canyon, California, New Smyrna Beach, Florida, Columbia, Crofton, Maryland, and Scottsdale, Arizona, and on that front page, Gibbon, Nebraska. I mean, this Crofton, Maryland. See what the look up Crofton, Maryland, Jeff. See what the population of Crofton, Maryland, and that's like the only other place on here that could even be comparable. And that's probably a suburb of 200,000. But there it is. You've just got them all over the place. And Riley Reinertsen shot 1-over-73 yesterday, 69 the day before, 2-under. He was 3 shots off the lead, tied for 5th place. They have a population of just over 27,000. Is that what it looks like out there? So that's not bad. There's another fairly small town kid coming out of Crofton, Maryland, suburb of Annapolis, 14 miles west of Annapolis, 24 miles away from Baltimore. Of course, in Maryland, you can't be that far away from Baltimore if you're in Maryland. What a finish it was yesterday at Wild Horse for the women's match play. Morgan Schmeckle was all but done. Kaylee Konopic was 3 up with 4 holes to go. Schmeckle wins 15, 16, 17. They have 18, and Schmeckle wins on 19 to take home the women's match play championship. Haley Teal of Wahoo wins the Nebraska Girls Amateur at Oakland Golf Club. Grand Island's Torrey Pierce tied for 9th. Leo Ewing was 11th. The boys are in their final round at the Oakland Golf Course this morning, carrying into this afternoon as they have made the turn. It is Sam Murat of Brunswick. You ever been to Brunswick, Jeffrey?
Yes, sir.
How big?
81.
Big town of 81. Do they have a festival? Do they have like a yearly town festival at Brunswick?
I have no idea, but whenever I thought of Brunswick, I would always think of the bowling alley.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, Brunswick. I was going to say shuffleboard. Shuffleboard or the bowling, yeah. So Brunswick is there as well, bowling ball. He's 2-under through 10 today, 3-under for the tournament, but that's just a one-shot lead over Andrew Holloway of Scott's Bluff. And Broken Bow's Tanner Johnson currently is sitting in a tie for 4th as the top area golfer right now. Ryan Milks of Gibbon has not finished his round today. He's 6-over through 13. And this afternoon on sports, we'll let you know how all the area athletes finished. Also, more pairings for state baseball. Gretna beat Waverly last night, so Cozad plays Gretna in the Class B juniors coming up in the state tournament at Elkhorn Mount Michael Saturday at 2 o'clock. No change in Class C. We told you about this yesterday. Getting underway Saturday in Wakefield. Geneva plays Tecama Herman at 1:30. Shelton Gibbon and Wymore at 4:30. Palmer, Walbeck, Greeley, and Wakefield will play at 7 o'clock. And how about this? We told you about Amir Abdullah. We told you yesterday Taylor Martinez was up for the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award. I'm sorry. I looked at it again this morning. I watched a little bit of the story that the Big Ten Network has done and what Chris Conley did for ESPN on Jack Hoffman. It still makes the hair stand up. It still makes goosebumps. It still wells the eyes from time to time, depending on the mood I guess everybody's in. But Jack Hoffman gets the ESPY Award last night. Taylor Martinez was out there. He was up for an award. His dad's out there. He's taking pictures with everybody. And I know that he's not the only child with cancer, and we just went through all of this yesterday with the Jimmy V Foundation. But Jack Hoffman really putting that young face out there, and hopefully that is helping the cause for pediatric brain cancer. But he wins the ESPY for best moment of the year. Of the year in any sport, anywhere, at any time. Jack Hoffman tracking down that right hash in the spring game for a 69-yard touchdown. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 12 teams in 12 days will continue when we catch up with Iowa football and Pat Hardy after this.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. I believe to be successful in business, you need to meet with your team regularly, whenever you need to, and wherever you are. Got to discuss plans, share ideas, bring them to life. But meeting with clients and coworkers in person these days, it's almost impossible. Especially during the summer, it's when we all take June, July, and August our time off. That's why you got to use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. GoToMeeting with HD Faces gives your team the ability to share the same screen. I've used it. Just turn on your webcam. Doesn't matter if you're in Albany. I'm in Los Angeles. We're meeting face-to-face. We're collaborating like we're in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy to launch. Join a meeting from anywhere. Use your computer, smartphone, tablet, even present from an iPad. Try GoToMeeting free 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Got to use the promo code Colin. Go to meeting. Meeting is bull.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As sunny skies continue across the area through the day today, we'll head up to 96 as winds out of the southwest stay gusting around 12 to 25. Tonight, there's a spotty chance for a storm developing late with a low near 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 82.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When you get in from the heat and want to relax, make sure you are doing it in style and in comfort that is just right for you. From Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, downtown Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, in the last 36 years, they continue to grow and compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the lowest price. And, of course, free setup, free delivery, free haul away. That means you come into their store, you pick what's just right for you, then you don't have to worry anymore. They load it up. They bring it to your home or apartment or office. They haul out what you don't want there. They move in what you want. They put it exactly where you want. And if by some chance it doesn't look like you thought it would, they'll take it back and bring whatever you need. It's just right for you. Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering. Check them out online at brucefurniture.com. Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance, where they are just right for you. Oh, baby, it is time for 12 teams in 12 days.
It's that time, 12 teams in 12 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 24th and 25th in Chicago. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Legends Division for today's team.
Iowa.
The Hawkeyes.
It's time for 12 teams in 12 days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show from the Iowa City Press Citizen. He has covered the Hawkeyes. Well, he's covered them so long, he remembers when they were winning bowl games. Pat Hardy joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and there's the first jab. Pat, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
I think I'm doing fine. I'm staying inside the air conditioning right now. I'm sure it's the same over there. It's ungodly warm here today.
Well, it's a lot different than the last Nebraska-Iowa meeting, I'll tell you that.
I don't even remember that game. I can barely remember the last two Iowa-Nebraska games. They didn't pack much punch.
So cold, so windy, and it
so
was
boring.
Close. Yeah, so boring. There's no doubt about it.
And that was mostly the fault of Iowa. They've done nothing in the last two games against Nebraska.
Well, and Nebraska survives, and I guess that's all Husker fans cared about. I did find it, and I had to chuck a little bit just doing some more research here the last couple of days. What do we got? A new scoreboard system over there, and on the website, the photo is Iowa 28, Nebraska 21 is the score that they have posted up there. What's going on with that?
I must not have covered that game. I don't remember when I've seen that score.
I think they were just testing things out. That is, I know, wishful thinking, but again.
Well, wishful thinking on their part, but the scoreboard's going to be nice. I mean, they've got a new coaching staff here. They've six different changes in the last 2 years. They've made a lot of different changes, and Kirk's been a lot more accessible. They had a practice in Central Iowa. The only thing left is for them to win. That's basically it. Everything else has happened. Now it's just kind of a wait and see on the season.
Well, and again, I think Kirk's a good guy, and he catches a lot of heat when Iowa is not doing. How hot is the seat, I guess, right now on Coach Ferentz?
I hear it's not hot at all. I guess externally people think it's hot because they don't take the time to look at the specifics, but it can't really be hot here right now because his contract, it's guaranteed through January 2020, so through the 2019 season at 75% of a $3.7 million salary. I mean, there's just no way right now, numbers-wise, they could do anything. Plus, I still think Gary Barta is convinced that Kirk will do a second little mini rebuilding job after the first big one.
And there's a little column you had here recently where you talked to Gary Barta because the article came out in Sports Illustrated where Kirk Ferentz was ranked among the five worst coaches or least effective coaches in college football, and the athletic director stood behind his man.
Yeah, and I knew he would. I didn't actually write a column on that. That's the only thing I did on that. I just didn't want to bring more attention to that thing because I just thought it was done for shock value anyway. I mean, there's no way, I think if you use common sense, you're not going to pick somebody who's done what Kirk has done and put him as one of the five worst. And it did say worst. I think if the word was just different, maybe overpaid, least effective recently or whatever, but to say worst to me was kind of like what Gary said, laughable. But what's interesting about Gary's answers now about football, every time he answers something in defense Kirk, he also throws in there that the 4-8's unacceptable. And he didn't do that as much, but he's doing that a lot more now. Not that I think there's any pressure on Kirk at all, but another 4-8 season, and it's going to be very unpleasant around here.
Pat Hardy, the Iowa City Press Citizen, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday on ESPN Radio. We've talked a lot about of our interviews when we're talking with a variety of guests and breaking down each team. We kind of wait till the end to talk about the schedule, but I want to bring that up right now because Northern Illinois, that'll be a tough tough first game of the season. But Iowa's schedule, at least on the first half, until you get to Michigan State, Ohio State, which are back-to-back, there's a chance that the Hawkeyes could get off to a good start. And when you go 4-8, if you can get off to a good start, you can get that confidence you need.
Well, if they're 4-0 going into the Big Ten, that's huge, because then you could go 2-6 and still qualify for a bowl game. And if he goes 6-6 this year, I think the pressure's going to be off, because then they're going to be able to say, listen, we're moving back in the right direction. But that's a big if. I mean, Northern Illinois here, I probably would give Iowa the edge in a close game. I don't think they're going to win at Iowa State, though, because they just rarely do. And this team's got so many weaknesses. Even though I think Iowa State's got some major issues on defense this year, I don't have any confidence in Iowa winning that game over there. I mean, Kirk's 6-8 against Iowa State.
And the conference schedule is not favorable, because on the other side you get Ohio State and you get Wisconsin.
Yes. I mean, Wisconsin, I'm not sure what to expect. They're obviously not going to be bad. I don't think they're going to be scoring points like they have recently. But Ohio State, I think they are going to challenge Alabama as the top team. And Braxton Miller, if he stays healthy, wouldn't surprise me if he won the Heisman Trophy. I give Iowa little to no chance in that game. And they just rarely play well against Ohio State.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this Hawkeye team. It's time to bring in a new quarterback after James Vandenberg. Tell us a little bit about Cody Sokol. Looks like he's the man that's going to take the reins, or is there still a good battle?
Actually, Rudock is number one. Rudock, it's his position. He won't say it, but it's his position to lose. He's been in the program a year longer than everyone. He was the backup last year, even though it didn't matter, because James Vandenberg took every snap. But Rudock will go into the season. I think it's his position to lose. I think he will start the opener. I won't guarantee, though, that he finishes the season as a starter. I think Cody Sokol will be the backup. He's 2 years older than C.J. Beathard, who's third string. But C.J. Beathard, the kid from Tennessee who had committed to Mississippi then switched over, I believe he's the grandson of former NFL executive Bobby Beathard. To me, he's got the most upside. I think once he gets a little stronger and more aware of the defense and the offensive system and what have you, I like him the best. But to me, right now, it's Rudock's position. And it'll be interesting to see, because they just need to get average play at quarterback this year to be better than what they were last year.
Yeah, because you guys should be pretty solid at the running back position, and offensive line may have to fill some holes like everybody else does.
Yeah, I think they're going to want to. I know everyone's talking no huddle, spread offense under Greg Davis, but the core of this team's still going to be grinded out with a physical running attack, consume the clock, keep the defense off the field. And right now, I mean, I know they've had a lot of attrition at running back and a lot of injuries, but they're really deep at running back. It's probably their best position, four or five guys. What's going to be interesting is to see how they can get two or three of those running backs on the field at the same time. I think Damon Bullock's going to do a lot of dual role, kind of play in the slot, and that's what they need to do. They need to be a little more creative in a power offense, and I think that's what hopefully you'll see in year two under Greg Davis.
Talking with Pat Hardy of the Iowa City Press Citizen here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. One position also that looks to be very strong as we kind of flip to the other side of the ball. You got three guys that are named to the Butkus list. You've got some good linebackers.
Experienced, yeah. There's a ton of starts between the three of them, but I think all three of them would admit, though, individually, none of them have made first or second team All-Big Ten in any of their time, and I know James Morris has talked about that during spring ball. He doesn't feel like he's lived up to what he has hoped to accomplish. I mean, he started almost every game since he's been here, but I think the best he's done is honorable mention All-Big Ten. I think one of those guys needs to emerge and have a first or second team All-Big Ten season. They need stuff like that to happen this year to avoid what happened last year. They just didn't have enough consistent playmakers last year on both sides of the ball.
Pat, what do you think it is? What is it that hasn't clicked for Iowa recently?
Well, I think with Iowa football, unlike Nebraska, well, even Nebraska had it a little bit, it's cyclical. And I think if you stay as the Iowa football coach long enough, which two people have done, Kirk Ferentz and Hayden Fry, the cyclical process is going to get to you. I mean, it's just going to eventually, you're not going to recruit as well over a stretch. You're going to get hit by injuries and attrition, and you can't absorb it long enough. I just think if you stay as the Iowa football coach long enough, you're going to have the good and the bad happen to you, and that's what's happening. Now it's a question of whether Kirk can get it going again, because you could argue Hayden, I mean, he did. He got it back in 95 and 96. They won 8 and 9 games, but they never really got it going again after that second wave where he won the title in 90 and then 91. They kind of just treaded water, and then they had a couple runs there at the end, but it never got going again. I just think he was there for 20 years. It's hard to stay consistent in Iowa with the same people overall.
Couple minutes left here with Pat Hardy on the Doug and Daddy Show as we look at Iowa Hawkeye football again. The Huskers in Iowa will continue to play on that Friday after Thanksgiving back in Lincoln this year for an 11 a.m. game. Joy to that. Let's talk about to what most fans don't like to talk about, and that's some of the dirty positions like a tight end and your special teams. Your special teams looks like they should be pretty solid, and you got a really good tight end again this year in CJ.
Yeah, I mean, they've got experience at some important places. I mean, Mike Meyer has been steady as a kicker. He, every once in a while, he'll lapse and have a little stretch where he misses a few, but for the most part, he's been pretty good. The punting situation, they've got a kid coming back who's got a year of experience under his belt as a true freshman. And with Fedorowicz, I mean, what's ironic about him, I think he caught more passes last year than Dallas Clark caught in his big season. The difference is CJ's got to get better at gaining yards after the catch. He makes a lot of catches, but he gets brought down easily, a lot of ankle tackles and what have you. To me, that's the next step for him. He's very good at catching the ball. He's improved vastly as a blocker. Now it's just a matter of making a few people miss or running through tackles to gain yards after the catch, because in this offense, it's short passes. You've got to do stuff after you catch the ball, and that's what they just didn't have last year.
Pat, you touched on it a little bit earlier in the interview, but what would be a successful 2013 season for the Hawks?
At least six victories. I mean, I've got them going 5-7 right now. I think if they go 5-7, have a couple close calls, but have an offense that really improved from a year ago, I think they can survive that. But if it's 4-8, 3-9, it's just going to be more of the same, more doubt. But yeah, I've got them going 5-6. But 6-6, I think, would definitely mean to the fans here that they're going in the right direction. There's still some fans that are convinced 9-3. 10-2. I mean, you've got some fans that'll just, they don't budge. They'll just still stick with it, thinking that it's just been razor thin between, I mean, there is a thin line between going 9-3 and 5-7 or what have you. I mean, the ball bounces, what have you. But last year's team was definitely 4-8. They just need to be better than last year.
Well, believe you me, as a young child growing up in Nebraska, Big Red fan, and cousins and family in Iowa that had nothing in their wardrobe but Iowa Hawkeye gear, I know a little bit about how the fans just love Iowa near and dear. And I guess last question for you, Pat, is we've kind of brought this up to everybody as well, and you talked about the assistant coaching changes. Is there any off-field news that will affect this football program, good or bad, that maybe people outside of the state of Iowa wouldn't have paid attention to in the offseason?
Not that I'm aware of. The police blotter's been quiet. There's been the DJ Hernandez distraction a little bit. The brother of Aaron Hernandez is a graduate assistant tight ends coach here, and I do believe that's going to be a distraction at the Big Ten kickoff luncheon next week. I think we've kind of ran through it with Kirk. We asked him about it. They're really at no liberty to discuss anything. And what DJ, from all accounts, he's got nothing to do with anything that's happened in the unfortunate situation involving his brother. But you know this, too. That's going to be brought up to Kirk in Chicago. I mean, it's the people from the national media are going to want to get his reaction. So I think that might be a distraction. But other than that, I haven't heard of much. And I've heard glowing reports about DJ as a graduate assistant. The players seem to like him, and he's everyone speaks highly of him. So to me, though, that's about the only thing.
And you've got three young men that are coming next week, two Big Ten media days, in Christian and James and in Brett. You got any side stories that we should ask one of those guys about, something special?
Well, James Morris was one of the best high school running backs I've ever seen. I mean, we covered him here, and it was in a smaller school. I think he ran for over 6,000 yards in high school. And, you know, his dad's the equipment manager at Iowa. His dad's been the equipment manager at Iowa for years. The other guy, Christian Kirksey and Sven Sloan, I never really have gotten to know them that well. They've been around and what have you. I know Kirksey's brother played at Minnesota, and he's from St. Louis. But James was like a high school legend here when he came to Iowa, and I think people thought he was going to be 2-3-time All-Big Ten. He's been good, but everyone's kind of waiting for him to take that next step, and he's got one more chance to do it.
Well, great. Can't wait to catch up with him in Chicago next week, and Pat, we'll see you there. We sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, gentlemen. Safe travels.
Hey, take care. Pat Hardy, Iowa City Press Citizen. That was great stuff. Iowa Hawkeyes. See, you know what? I'll admit this on the air. We should have done that with everybody. All of our guests we should have done that with, because let's face it, we go there and you try to find, and I think if you listen to the show, any of those interviews, you try to find something that maybe you, the listener, didn't already know. And, you know, who knew that James Morris, his dad was the equipment manager? Who knew that? I mean, who knew that he was a stud running back and now he's been a starting linebacker and one of those guys up for the Butkus Award? So every team, everybody that brings somebody, has a background story, and we do our best to try and dig that up and just bring up a question or two when we're talking to him next Wednesday and Thursday at Big Ten Media Days. Coming up, we continue with Ohio State. The voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels, is going to join us here on the program. First, we want to remind you that here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we're running down to not quite the end of July, but don't run out of time, because during the month of July, Midway has over 100 more new vehicles that qualify for additional discounts from the manufacturer. As we said, you've already got the hassle-free price. During the summer, Midway is already throwing in that $500 gas card, but now the manufacturers in July have leaped on even more great deals. Check them out at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or as always, check them out online at thinkmidway.com. You can see the entire inventory. You can see how many miles are on the vehicle, new or pre-owned. Obviously new, it's zero, but on a pre-owned vehicle, you'll see what's there. You can see the interior. You can take the little video tour that they have of every vehicle on the lot. So if you don't live right in Kearney, or you're trying to get prepared to go to the lot and you don't know, you walk in and you go, "That's going to take me about an hour and a half to look over everything." No, you can do that online and be ready to go when you arrive at the Midway Auto Dealership. Also, don't forget, time running out to sign up for their Husker season ticket giveaway. Like them on Facebook, because the winner will be announced in early August for a pair of Nebraska football season tickets. So that's at thinkmidway.com. And Midway, Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, located South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Round up your team for the annual Coors Miller four-person golf scramble August 3rd and 4th at the Kearney Country Club. Your entry fee gets you golf on Saturday and Sunday, carts, steak dinner, Calcutta, complimentary drinks, and more. There's also a Friday night shootout and practice round available. Shotgun start on Saturday at 8 or 1:30, so register for your tee time today, with the final Sunday at 10 a.m. It's the annual four-person Coors Miller golf scramble Saturday, August 3rd, Sunday, August 4th at the Kearney Country Club.
Driving to the grocery store. Sure, Goodyear tires can face it. Get some milk, maybe some carrots, and then drive back home.
But Goodyear's also the official tire of NASCAR, and everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. You don't just want milk and carrot tires, do you? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Beginning Thursday, Dial Global Sports will deliver all the exciting action of the British Open. Hey, how are you, folks? I'm Jason Horowitz. Join us as we'll bring you up-to-the-minute reports of the 142nd British Open from legendary Muirfield in Scotland. Can Tiger Woods claim his first major title since 2008? Or will Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, or U.S. Open winner Justin Rose raise the claret jug? If it's the British Open, it's right here.
Coverage Thursday through Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As sunny skies continue across the area through the day today, we'll head up to 96 as winds out of the southwest gust in around 12 to 25. Tonight, there's a spotty chance for a storm developing late with a low near 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 82.
Doug and Patty Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Little more Randy Houser as he's at the Adams County Fair Fest tonight. Hope you can all enjoy that going on in Hastings at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Folks, don't forget that tomorrow we're going to preview Penn State and Northwestern. We're also going to talk with Axtell volleyball coach Brad Nelson. He is among the area coaches that will be at the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Games. Yes, those come up next week. The basketball is Monday, 6 for the girls, 8 for the boys, and the volleyball is Tuesday, and that's at 7 o'clock. All those games are at Lincoln North Star. Then the softball is next Wednesday, but the Nebraska Coaches Clinic is going on next week in Lincoln, and we'll preview that a little bit tomorrow with Brad Nelson. We'll also be talking with Trent Benjamin, the former Holdridge coach. He is getting one more chance to coach here in this All-Star basketball game, so we'll be talking with him on one of our upcoming shows as well. Wisconsin, our preview in the Big Ten, 12 teams in 12 days Monday, and then Mike Babcock, Steve Sipple, and Sean Callahan for the Husker Roundtable on Tuesday the 23rd. Let me throw this out to you. If you have a question about Nebraska football, send it to us. Email us, Facebook us, tweet us, however you want to contact us, and we will pick a couple of those out and ask our roundtable about those on Tuesday's program. So what's the question? We'll pick out good ones. Give us the good one and give us maybe a unique one, but what's the question that most is weighing on your mind about Nebraska football for the 2013 season? Have that to us by the end of the show on Monday, then we'll prep them up and use them on Tuesday's show here on Doug and Daddy. Don't forget, folks, lunch is right around the corner. Your special today at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island is the Poor Boy Shrimp Sandwich with choice of side item. Great glaze they put on that, great sauce they put on that for only $5.99. What a deal you can get there. And, of course, don't forget anything else off the menu is going to be good for you, whether it's a burger, pizza. You can get ribs. You can get a steak for lunch if you want it. You can get a salad if it's a little warm. And don't forget, try their tangy Southwest chicken wrap or the melt-in-your-mouth Southwest steak wrap. Summer specialties for you at the Chicken Coop. As you sit back, watch a little British Open golf, or this weekend, Major League Baseball back out there for you, whatever it is, play a little Keno. Just enjoy a beverage during happy hour from 2 to 5:30. Open 7 days a week. There's not a bad seat in the house when you visit them at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island.
It's that time, 12 teams in 12 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 24th and 25th in Chicago. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Leaders Division for today's team.
Ohio State.
The Buckeyes.
It's time for 12 Teams in 12 Days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
12 Teams in 12 Days continues with the team that everyone has as the favorite of the Big Ten Conference this year, and rightfully so. A lot of guys coming back from last year, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and of course an undefeated season, and now they're ready to play more than just 12 games. And we're talking with the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Paul Keels, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul, great to catch up with you again. I haven't seen anybody in the country not pick Ohio State. Have you?
I think I saw one magazine that at least had them fifth nationally, but as far as picking them to win the Big Ten, no. I think that they really have kind of become everybody's sweetheart based on what they did last year and then a little bit on what they've got coming back this year.
Well, there's so much good. I mean, you just have to look at all the awards watch list. I think everybody in the starting lineup from Ohio State is on some kind of watch list already.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, Doug, there's still some questions about this team. When you think about, number one, all of the people they lost on the defensive line, they've got to replace one starter on the offensive line. There's still two major questions at two of the three linebacker spots. So it's a team that has got a lot of things to be excited about going into the year. But on the field, there's still some questions about this team, much like there were a year ago.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, what do you think is the Achilles heel of this Buckeye football team going into the season?
Well, you know, you can look at it in a couple of different areas. The defensive line not only lost the two guys that people talk about the most, John Simon and Jonathan Hankins, but they lost Garrett Goble, who was a guy whose name didn't get mentioned a lot, but he usually occupied two offensive linemen. And then Nathan Williams, who wasn't quite as healthy last year as he had been for most of his career, but that's a lot of experience to lose. Now, they did have a lot of young guys that got a lot of reps early in the non-conference season last year, and even played some when John Simon was hurt at the end of the year. So hopefully that'll be an area that they can grow up in a hurry. The other is linebacker. I mean, Ryan Shazier is certainly a guy that gets an awful lot of attention with how he played. But the other two spots really are kind of wide open. Ohio State got a great break when at midseason they moved Zach Boren from fullback to linebacker, and he played at a very high level. But right now it's a position where you could see some incoming freshmen compete. Curtis Grant, who is a highly regarded high school recruit, but really has not played anywhere near to the level that needs to be to get significant reps. Joshua Perry is a guy that has been a good special teams player, but you know he's not really been a great scrimmage every down type of linebacker. So those are really, Doug, probably the two biggest areas for Buckeye fans to be concerned about to see who develops there.
We're talking with Paul Keels, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, who many people have not only winning the Big Ten, but making it into the national championship game. Last year at this time we were chatting, you were just getting familiar with Urban Meyer going through a spring ball season. How much more are you familiar with how he likes to handle things? And I guess just your thoughts a year later on the coach.
Well, you know, Doug, I think what we're all going to be anxious to see is when they start practice and as they get into the season, just how the familiarity has worked both ways, from coaches to players and players to coaches. I mean, it was a new coaching staff for the most part, with three exceptions, going into last year. And for Urban Meyer, really was only one coach that he had worked with previously. But I think for the players, they now know what to expect. They know how they have to be accountable. And more than anything, there's a lot more certainty to things. I mean, last year and even in the season before with suspensions, the absence of the opportunity to play for a bowl game, really kind of not knowing how different the offense was going to look compared to what they had in the previous years. All of that's out the window now. So there certainly is an awful lot more familiarity. And more than anything, too, I think people have had 1 year to kind of get accustomed to Coach Meyer's style. The aggressiveness, the very upfront, blunt approach, but also the way he's embraced the traditions at Ohio State and the way that he's shown, you know, really the affection that he has for these players who put in the effort that it takes to be successful.
What'd you think of spring ball, Paul?
Well, you know what? And spring practice, for the most part, was closed, so it was kind of hard to say. And you knew, Doug, that they weren't going to let Braxton Miller be banged around a lot. So it was one of those that I don't know that we really learned an awful lot about spring ball. And you had some significant players, like everybody does, who either didn't do much in the spring game or were completely held out of injury concerns. The spring games, and you may feel the same way, they're basically glorified practices. And with the way that they're televised and streamed on the Internet, you don't know that you're really going to see coaches show an awful lot. But you had a chance to see some young players get out there just to kind of break a sweat, get in real game situations, get in real game practice type of situations. And the thing that Ohio State had to deal with in their spring practice was to try and make up for the 15 practices they didn't have because of not going to a bowl game. I know that was a big concern for Urban Meyer. So I'm not smart enough, Doug, to know from a football sense how successful spring football was. Maybe the real answer comes with how prepared are they and how much are they able to be efficient with their early summer practice.
Paul Keels, voice of Ohio State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday as we take a look at the Buckeyes. Now that the past is the past and the slate is clean, what's the feeling around there about having that chance to do some postseason have some postseason success?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, Doug, because everybody wants to talk a little bit about, yeah, they went undefeated last year, and there were some games that were scares that probably shouldn't have been, but there really wasn't a whole lot of pressure. I mean, they couldn't win the Big Ten championship game. They couldn't go to a bowl game. So there's some people who could be pessimistic and say, okay, they did it without anything really on the line. Now, with great expectations, as you mentioned, with people expecting them to be the favorite in their division, to be the favorite in the Big Ten, and a lot of people have them penciled in early on as a club that could go to the national championship game, the expectations are even that much bigger. I mean, they're always big at Ohio State. You know that from Nebraska, where they're always high. But now people really have their sights set on the big prize. And really, I think what you're seeing not only here in the state of Ohio, but probably around all of the Midwest of the Big Ten, is people hoping that someone, whether it's Ohio State or someone else, can finally be the team that can end that run that the SEC has of national championships. And, you know, Urban Meyer, with his experience, obviously knows what it takes to compete at SEC type of level. But they've got every reason to brag because they've been the Kings for quite some time. And there is a lot of expectation and hope that Ohio State maybe can play well enough to at least get in that game if it's against an SEC team and have an opportunity. But having said all of that, people realize, you know, there's some tough games out there when you think about, you know, having to play Wisconsin, having to play at night at Northwestern, and obviously the season-ending game in Ann Arbor against Michigan. I don't think anybody expects it's going to be easy. But there is a great deal of anticipation for what this team potentially can do.
Yeah, but Paul, you have to say that with a little bit of a grin, too. This isn't Ohio State's toughest ever schedule, is it?
No, I don't think it is. And, you look at their non-conference schedule, Doug. They've got to return a game to California, and California is a little bit of an enigma with a new coaching staff. But remember, that series was agreed to back when Cal was a top 10 team.
Oh, yeah.
They lost out on a, Vanderbilt backed out of a commitment, so they have to play a home game against an FCS school in Florida A&M, and, a couple of home games with Buffalo and with San Diego State. But certainly Wisconsin has been, one of the top tier teams in this conference for the last 10 years. Northwestern seems to be a team that's on the come. They really are, and you never know when one of those clunkers is going to come out there. Ohio State had to struggle with a backup quarterback to beat Purdue in overtime last year. You just don't know when one of those games are going to crop up.
Yeah, there were a couple of with Purdue and Indiana back-to-back, made it to very interesting after that thumping of Nebraska, who is not on the regular season schedule, and obviously Nebraska fans hoping their defense is good enough to get them back to Indianapolis, but kind of both teams, the strength is obviously offense, and we've stayed away from that so far here in the interview, so let's get after it. Braxton Miller's back. You've got 9 returners on offense. Is this offense going to be one of the best of all time there, and is there any place that has any concern on that side of the ball?
Well, there are some concerns, no question. I mean, you lose one of your starting tackles in Reed Fregel, who's in the NFL now. They returned the rest of the offensive line, but there's not a great deal of offensive line depth. That was a huge question going into last year, Doug, and those guys played very, very well, and fortunately didn't deal with any injury to have to go into very little depth. The wide receiving group, I think, has started to show that they can be a dangerous group, but they need to pick it up a notch. It's a great group with Corey Brown, Devin Smith, and Evan Spencer, and Michael Thomas. There's a lot of things to be excited about with Carlos Hyde, who just came an eyelash short of getting 1,000 yards last year. Jordan Hall's back after a medical redshirt. So there's some depth there at the tailback position. And then it takes you to Braxton Miller, and we all know what Braxton can do. He's an incredible rushing threat. He's got the ability to make big plays when it comes to throwing the football. But the key for Braxton Miller, well, a couple of keys really, Doug. One is to be more durable, but also is to be more consistent. He's a guy that has had trouble with consistency, with the short underneath intermediate type of passes, but he certainly can be an exciting football player, as Nebraska fans know from the last couple of years. He can be a game changer. He can be a headache for defensive coordinators. But the thing that encourages you is you feel a little more confident from Ohio State's offense with the other things around Braxton.
Last minute here with the voice of Ohio State, Paul Keels. Paul, I guess the question everybody kind of wants to know, and maybe you can shed some light on it from the Buckeye side, how much separation do you believe there is right now between Ohio State and the rest of the conference?
I don't know that there's a great deal, because certainly, Doug, when you think about Nebraska and the offensive weapons that Nebraska has, they've got the ability to light things up. I don't think there's any question. I know the questions out there, how well can they play defensively given their losses? Michigan seems to be on the rise and back to where, we're accustomed to seeing Michigan, and really interested to see how their offense develops, knowing that it's Devin Gardner at quarterback, and that as talented as Denard Robinson was, it kind of hamstrung a little bit with what they could do offensively. They need to get a proven rusher. Wisconsin, I think we know what they're always going to have. They need to answer their quarterback question, but they've got a talented receiver. James White certainly seems to be a guy that continue the trend that they've had with tailbacks, and defensively with Chris Borland, they'll be a solid defensive football team. Penn State, I think we're going to see where the scholarship limitations probably this year will catch up with them. And I don't think people are going to realize how much they're going to miss Zach McGloin at quarterback, because he really became he became a stable factor back there. So I think I don't know that the separation is that great. We haven't seen Northwestern here in Ohio for a couple of years, so I'm really curious to see how exciting they've become. And by a lot of accounts, they've become a better defensive football team. That's always kind of been where they've come up a little bit of short. So, I mean, yes, it's easy, Doug, to see why people look at Ohio State as maybe the top-tier team in the conference. But, hopefully for the Big Ten's sake, the separation isn't that big.
Finally, Paul, there has been a lot of off-field issues, and as we said, hopefully those are in the past. Has anything happened in the off-season that will affect this football team that fans may not have read about or heard about outside of Ohio?
You know, there really hasn't, Doug, which has been a nice change. There was one incident a week ago with an incoming freshman on campus who ran afoul of the law with a false ID. But really, it's been the off the field questions have had to do with Urban Meyer being asked about Aaron Hernandez, who played for him at Florida.
Yeah,
the whole
yeah.
situation that involved the stories with Ohio State supposedly in their compliance department reporting Florida to the NCAA for a supposed bump violation and none of that seemed to go anywhere, and Will Muschamp grabbed some headlines with some of his comments. But by and large, it's been a pretty quiet offseason here. I think the thing that's helped, Doug, is that the basketball team had such a great run and made it to the Elite Eight. I think people have started to realize now, and one of the magazines even pointed out that Ohio State might be one of the top schools in the country when you look at the success they've had in both football and men's basketball and the great job that Thad Mott has done. But fortunately, it's been a very quiet offseason regarding anything involving current players.
Well, I don't think it's going to be very quiet for the Buckeyes here for this 2013 season. They are steamrolling towards Indianapolis, and Paul, we'll see in Chicago next week and hopefully in Indianapolis in December. We sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
My pleasure. See you next week, Doug.
You bet, Paul. Thank you so much. Paul Keels, great voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, great guy, and been good getting to know him a little bit, having him on the show with Nebraska in the Big Ten Conference. And tomorrow, we talk Northwestern and Penn State, and that's all coming up. We will be back to the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Jim Langan is in as my co-host, but let's look at the leaderboard before we rip out of here. And they just showed, we've also got, obviously, coverage on ESPN television. Charles Schwartzel just had a everybody moment. He absolutely hit a shot out of the fescue, and it didn't go where he wanted. He's three over, and he just spiked his club, and it snapped right in half. Never seen that before. And Louis Oosthuizen has withdrawn with an apparent neck injury. He was playing with Graham McDowell and Tiger Woods, and one of those guys that you figured maybe had a chance, plays well over there, was the 2010 champion, so he's out. Rory McIlroy shoots the 79 today. He stinks. But Tiger Woods got a couple of birdies here in the last half hour. He is at one under par, just made a magnificent save on the par 4 12th. So Shiv Kapoor continues to roll. He is 6 under through 8 holes today. Shiv Kapoor from New Delhi, India. Shiv is the leader in the clubhouse. It is Zach Johnson. He is at 5 under par. And Rafael Cabrera Bello, he is at 4 under par at this time in the clubhouse with Mark O'Mara. 3 under, Miguel Angel Jimenez, Dustin Johnson, Brant Snedeker, and Tom Lehman got it to 3 under. So there you go. Lehman and O'Mara, they played together in Omaha last week, and they're shooting just as good or even better here at the British Open. Phil Mickelson 3-putted the last. He is at 2 under. And Jordan Spieth, who had the amazing win at the John Deere Classic last week, flies over first round at the British Open, a 2 under par, 69. Other names of note that are under par, Bubba Watson is at 1 under, as is Hunter Mahan on the course right now. So there you go. Ian Poulter struggling. Lee Westwood is at 1 over par right now. Jason Day finished at 2 over par. Sergio Garcia, who was under par early, is now 2 over through 14. And we'll have coverage tomorrow morning again at 9 a.m. of the British Open here on ESPN Radio. Then we will also talk with Joe Giuliano of the Philadelphia Inquirer about Penn State, Nick Medline of PurpleWildcats.com about Northwestern. Axtell Wildcat coach Brad Nelson will join us as well. And we want to thank Paul Keels, the voice of Ohio State, and Pat Hardy of the Iowa City Press Citizen. You can go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com to hear any of the interviews. Again, we'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.